Welcome to The Truth Lies Between. This is case number 2 on Jessica Vazant Dietzel, and it's episode 3, part 1. And this podcast comes from Missing Person Cases Network. You can find us on Facebook by just typing that in. Same thing with YouTube. There's quite a few videos on there. That's also where you will see the video versions of the podcasts that have them. This podcast, episode part 1, will not. Episode part 2 will. And I just want to thank everyone who has tuned in, whether they viewed it through our Facebook page, YouTube, or through podcast. We're looking at about a little over 10,000 total. That's pretty good for one episode, I have to say. And without you guys, that wouldn't be possible. The more you share, the more others become aware. And that's how we can help bring Jessica home. That's the whole point of this. To raise that awareness so that somebody who saw something that doesn't realize they saw something may contact the police or whatnot. So if you're that person, and maybe you're knowingly doing it, there is a reward. And you can remain anonymous. It's not a bad idea. So, during the episode, this one right here, we're going to visit Sam. Quote, unquote, Mexican Sam. That is what Stephen Etherton called him. And that was towards the end of the conversation that was on the last episode. If you haven't seen the first two episodes, I highly suggest you do. You can go to Anchor. You can go anywhere. You can just type it in. And it will come up whether you want to watch the video or the audio. And, I don't think that this man is guilty one bit. You will see that too. You may have a different opinion. If you do, please comment about it. And while I say that, make sure you like, share, subscribe, give a thumbs up. That's another way to raise awareness, because then more people will see it, because it will be in the system, the way the whole system works, algorithms, basically. After that, we're going to listen to Kenny Dietzel's conversation with, I believe it's Kelly Tucker, the volunteer, that will be ripped apart, basically, by me and someone else on part 2, which will be out tomorrow. We will also be going over this vile video that he made. You don't even need to see it, but you will be able to see it because the next one's going to have a video. But just hearing it gives you the chills that he could hate his baby's mother that much. So... one last thing. I know I mentioned Twitter and YouTube. We're also on Twitter. I mentioned Facebook and YouTube. We're also on Twitter and Instagram. Instagram is missing_persons_network. And you can find us on Twitter at the_MPC network. We post to all of the social media websites. I have a few other podcasts about different subjects, so originally this was going to be a Destination Unknown case. So let me go into that for just a second. And what Destination Unknown is a series that I do on YouTube where I discuss missing addicts or anyone else who's missing who has little to no awareness that, with a little bit of it, could have a solved case. The whole reason I got into this is because of the bias and the pretty much not caring that you see from the media. And oftentimes, police, and I'm not going to say not caring, they don't have enough resources. And I have to tell it to everybody. You know, if you don't know much about it, you would think that, missing persons department, it's got to be big, always open, lots of money. No, none of those. Some of them are not even staffed on weekends or after 5. So it's like people can't go missing after 5 p.m. during the week or on weekends, apparently. That's why this case is so different, because usually you'll see law enforcement go and try to give it to the next department. But you see Lee County and Dory County kind of stepping up here. Well, we did see that. And, becoming leaders and really taking the bull by the horns. And it's just amazing to see that, because it's very, very uncommon. So that pretty much sums all that up. I'm sorry about the delay. So we were having a lot of technical difficulties, and my work schedule is just crazy. But part two will be out tomorrow. I can guarantee you that. And let me know what you guys think. And you'll be hearing from me again soon.
I want to say she called me again, but now this Sam dude, she kept asking me. She went to, supposedly the Sam guy, he's got a wife that he wanted to make jealous, so he takes Jessica out to eat at El Rancho, and she questioned me before she went with him. She said, "What do you think about this nigga Sam?" And I told her, I said, "I don't like Mexicans. They're nice, they're friendly, but I don't associate with them too much."
Can you look at your phone and tell me what day that was that she had called you last?
I can look at it, yes, but I told her, I said, I tell you what, just call me if he messes with you. And
we're trying to get a time frame.
But another dude, some Corey something, do you know a Corey something? Because he come over here and picked her up one time. I took her to meet him one time because she left her purse in that guy's truck, Sam, with that dude Corey, and he jumped out on me talking about how to park my car or something. And I said, "Man, if you don't get your ass away from me, if you don't tell me how to park my car, I'm grown, I'm 35. He claimed he was GD and he whooped my ass and come shoot, kick my door in and this and that. And I said, "Jessica, please tell this man to get away from me." And we left. But now that Sam kept trying to get us to go down to Panama City with him. First he wanted to take her down there, Panama City, and I said, "If she goes, I go." It's that bottom line. And he was like, "Well, then we all go then." And I told Jessica, she said, "You think that she goes?" And I said, "Not without me." I said, are you damn crazy? Definitely not without me. I wouldn't. But,
Yeah, I understand that this is a very small town, and word travels fast. I am not going to give Sam's last name. I really was hesitant about playing it, but the reason I'm playing it is not to trash him. It's to kind of give the viewer or listener the point of view that I have, which is that he's not hiding anything, and that it was really just Etherton trying to get this heat off himself. It just seems like this guy went out to, I mean, I don't know the exact extent of the relationship. This man is married. So I'm not going to jump to assumptions. He could have just honestly taken her out to eat. There's no reason to put his name in the comments if someone asks. I just, unless he wants to comment and say something, that's fine. I just don't want to go there. So, now, I'm going to play that. You just heard Ethan throw him under the bus, and now you're going to hear his conversation.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Sam?
Yeah, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam. This is Christina Johnson. My daughter is Jessica Dietz. And Stephen Etherton just gave me your name to talk to. And he said that you had picked up Jessica from his house before she disappeared.
Right before when?
When she disappeared.
Who disappeared?
Jessica is missing.
Since when?
Since 2 weeks ago.
Oh, no, I haven't seen her way before then. I haven't seen her since, like, only that one time when I met her. When she, you know, we went to Elmira's to eat, and, you know, we just met her that night. That was it. I haven't seen her or contacted her ever since then.
Well, can you tell me when that was?
Huh?
Could you tell me when that was?
I'd say a month and a half ago, 2 months. That was a long time ago. Man. I mean, I can't remember it so long ago.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she drove my truck. You know, she said she had a driver's license. She wanted to drive my truck. Went to Elmira's. And that was it. You know, I took her up and dropped her off. Mm-hmm. And she was always over at Stephen's house.
She was always over at Stephen's house?
Yeah, that's what the only time I ever knew her. Yeah. I've seen her there twice, and that's it.
Hey,
that was the last.
Sam, huh? If you can share whatever information you got with me, because old Stephen's trying to, implicate all kinds of other people to get attention off of him.
Well, I'm just saying that's what happened. That's how I knew. That's the only place I knew from, is right there.
And was her and Stephen like an item, or?
Do what?
Was her and Stephen like an item, or did Stephen like her or something?
He said he did, but he had a girlfriend and she had a boyfriend, I believe. Yeah, she had a boyfriend.
Do you know who her boyfriend was?
Oh, no. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I know they didn't get along because when I met her that one time, and the next time I ever seen her, she was already crying. But they broke up. She went back to him, and then they broke up or something. She was at Stephen's house then and crying upstairs. I didn't see her that day, but I knew she was upstairs crying. That's what Stephen's then. But I never saw her. But, you know, that's what he said. She's up there crying. I go, what? I didn't know she, you know, she went back or whatever. I thought she lived there. There you go.
Yeah.
She stayed at Stephen's a lot.
So she did stay at Stephen's a lot.
Ma'am, speak up.
She did stay at Stephen's a lot.
What's that?
She stayed at Stephen's a lot.
Well, no, I only met her the one time. And then she was with Stephen. You know, she went to his house. That's where she stayed.
Right. I thought I heard you say you seen her there a lot.
Well, twice, but the second time, like I said, I mean, it was like in the same, you know, day or whatever. It was one day and then the next day. I mean, we're grilling out, and they were going to meet up later, whatever, but never did see her. I think that was the night she was ever crying.
Did she ever go anywhere else other than El Maya's with you?
No, that was it.
Not the Dawson or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
Nowhere.
Okay.
Florida?
That was it.
Florida?
Nope.
No. All right, sir.
What's that?
Yes.
Well, Stephen Etherton, he made a comment saying that you offered for Jessica to go out to eat with you. Because you were gonna use her to make your wife jealous or your girlfriend jealous. And
I heard a lot of stuff. I heard a lot of stuff. You know, but.
And I also heard that you offered for her to go to camp.
Go ahead. Excuse me. Go ahead.
And it was also said that you were inviting her to go to Panama City with you. And you were going to buy her all the three she wanted, is the comment that was made to me.
By Stephen.
Yeah,
oh,
by
no,
Stephen.
No,
you
no,
said
no,
that
no,
you
no.
said all this.
No, that's not even true at all. That's, I don't know who said that, but that's not
that's
true.
That's what Stephen Etherton's saying.
Yeah, Stephen Etherton.
Well, Stephen got to stay in front of me.
He what?
He's going to have to stay in front of me.
Okay, well, let's all meet.
Well, let's all meet up and we'll discuss it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, let's go over here to Stephen's and let's meet there.
Ma'am, hold on. I just worked today and I worked yesterday. I worked all week and I'm not even going anywhere.
Okay.
And plus, I had a couple of beers and I'm already all the way out of town. When I stay out of town, I don't stay in all.
Winking.
So, I know, but I'm just saying. I mean, you know.
Well.
People are fucking, they're going to say whatever they want. They're going to say whatever they want. Everybody. So, I mean, whose opinion? You know, who's going to fuck with me?
Everybody listen, every okay, because I do have this, you know, the news is got this, GBI's got this. So everybody's name that I'm collecting is going to them. Everybody.
That's right. I mean, that's a big deal. That's a real big deal.
That it is a very big deal because, see, she's missing.
I know. I didn't know that. I mean, I didn't know that.
I'm trying to find her. She's still missing. And this Stephen Etherton is talking about all kinds of scenarios here.
Now, like I said, I only know that one time. That was it.
The one time.
Well, when we went to Atlanta, and then I think the next day might have seen her, but that was it.
That you might have. Okay.
I mean, I went by Stephen's house, but
and you've seen her there a lot.
Huh?
You said you've seen her there a lot.
The only place I ever seen her was over there.
Are you in front of your wife, sir?
Huh?
Are you in front of your wife listening to you right now?
Yes,
okay.
My girl.
Because you had been perversion with my daughter that's 21 years old, just so your wife knows, right?
No, that's
yeah,
not true.
Yeah, and
not
took
true.
Advantage of my poor daughter who was
no,
out there strung
no,
out
ma'am.
In the damn streets. But like I said, the Albany Police Department, the Lee County Sheriff's Department, and the Georgia Bureau of Investigations will be talking to you. Get ready,
yes,
okay? Get ready.
Yes,
I got this recording. I got Stephen recorded.
Yes,
I got everything. Do you understand?
That's not true, though. I mean, that never should have happened. I don't know where you're getting that from.
Do you know Jimmy? Hold on. Give me one. Jimmy Parker. Do you know a Jimmy Parker? He works with S&S Roofing, and so do you as well?
Oh, I don't work for S&S Roofing, and I don't know Jimmy Parker.
Okay, I was just wondering because I was told that you work with S&S Roofing.
Anderson. No, and I don't know Jimmy Parker.
Okay, because a guy from S&S Roofing made a comment that really stuck out to me. So I was just asking.
S&S Roofing?
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, you know, I know a lot of roofers, but I don't know any particular name.
Well, I was asking because this Jimmy Parker guy made a comment and said, "You will be missed, my young friend Jessica Van Zandt."
Yeah, that's terrible.
And I'm
just there. I don't, like I said, I don't know him either.
And did you know Stephen Etherton first before you met my daughter? Or did you meet my daughter before you met him?
Daughter and then him.
Daughter and then him. So she.
Well, that's where she wanted to go, and me and my partner got off work, and then we. He said, just go drop her off and where she needs to go. That was it.
Who's your partner?
And that was Stephen's house.
Who's your partner? What's his name?
He used to work for us. I forget his name. Something Anderson.
Something Anderson?
Mm-hmm. But anyways, he only worked there a week. But he knew Jessica.
He knew Jessica?
Yeah.
Was it a white guy or Mexican? Or
yeah, white guy.
White guy?
Yeah.
What color hair? What did he look like?
Stocky glasses.
Black hair?
He's about 30, I guess.
About 30? What's that guy's name? Was it a Scott Anderson?
Scott. No, I don't think so.
Nick? Was it a Nick Anderson?
No. That's the unknown. I know Nick.
Was it
an Anderson, a white guy?
His name was Anderson. I mean, we're gonna find if he worked there with Anderson.
I don't know his last name. Yeah, he worked at Anderson Roofing.
Okay.
So
you know the guy's first or last name, but you were.
What's the guy? That's why he didn't want us to mention his name. Well, we're trying to get to the bottom of it because
who turned him on to Jessica?
Who?
What's
yeah,
that?
How did you meet Jessica?
That through him because we were driving home and he said, "Stop! I know that girl. She needs a ride." So that's when we first met her.
Joey Anderson.
Who?
Joe.
Who's the guy that introduced him to Jessica?
Who is the guy that introduced you to Jessica?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know his name. He used to work with me at Anderson Roofing. He worked a week there.
He used to work with him at Anderson Roofing.
What's his name, Joey Anderson? This guy added me on Facebook.
But
his name might not be Anderson. I mean, the last name.
Okay, so he worked at Anderson Roofing and he introduced you to Jessica.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I didn't introduce me, more or less. That's when I first met her, when Kathy, she took me out to eat. I took her. Yeah, sure. I already said that. It's her mother.
Hey, do you know a Kathy Hale?
What's that?
Do you know a Kathy Hale?
Wait. Say it again.
Kathy Hale.
No.
No. Do you know Anthony Cannon?
No.
No. AJ Cannon?
Mm-hmm.
Blair Jarvis?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Patrick Rambone?
No. I don't know a lot of people. I just know my circle will work, you know?
How about Colby Grant?
No.
So this Anderson guy that you worked with at Anderson introduced her to you as a working girl?
No.
No?
He stopped. She needed a ride. That's when we met her. When she needed a ride to Steve. That was when I first met. A chance. She had to be walking and we were past her and he stopped. So we stopped.
Yeah, Stephen Etherton said he thinks you had something to do with her disappearance.
Well, you know, people always say what they want, you know, but that's not true.
I'm just telling you.
I'm just telling you. Well, somebody's gonna get to the bottom, and then you'll get to the bottom.
Hey, after y'all got through eating at El Maya's, when did you take? Where did you take her to? And how long? I mean,
that was it.
I'm sorry.
Back to Stephen's house.
Back to Stephen's house.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
ma'am. If he only saw her once, then why did he quote unquote give her a ride one day? Did he also take her out to eat the same day he met her?
He said he saw her twice. Yeah. So, and that was about. Hey, do you have any like receipt? Did you pay with a credit card?
Again.
Did you pay with a credit card or cash at El Maya's? I mean, is there
cash?
Cash?
Yes.
I wish I had a
what
time.
What day was it? Because we need to pull that video.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm bad with days. I said Jay.
And it was about a month or 2 months ago, because I guess we'll just go to El Maya's and we'll
Yeah, sure.
Talk to them.
That'd be great.
Because she's been missing 2 weeks.
No, I haven't seen her in 2 months, damn
near. Okay. All right. Well, you will be paid a visit, okay?
Because
we're just trying to clear that. I'm trying to find my daughter.
I understand. Hey, I wish you a lot of luck. And that's terrible news. That's terrible.
Yeah. It's bad.
Any way I can help, ma'am.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, just going missing. And Steven says,
Okay,
all kinds of shit.
Anyway, you told her mama like you know her.
I've never met her.
Real well.
I don't know her.
Okay, you were just talking to her. Tell
me something. Yep. All right, so I pretty much already told you guys my opinion on him. And like I said, if any of you feel differently, do not be afraid to comment that. Also, like I always say, please, constructive criticism. I'm not sure if you're hearing chewing and drinking noises in the background like the first one. I'm not chewing or drinking. I have not done either. It's something to do with the background here. I'm hoping to get a better place to record. But until then, it's just something that I can't really do anything about. But now, we're going to be listening to a conversation with Mr. Kenneth Dietzel. Kenny Man. And the only time people call him a man is when they mention his last name, because his actions are that of a child, even younger, a toddler. You're going to listen to the conversation right now with Kelly. There's something I notice that's very, very suspicious to me. I wonder if any of you picked it up as well. It just, you know, he his his whole demeanor, you can tell, changed. The energy that he was giving off just completely switched up when this comment was made by Kelly. I'm sure you guys will pick up on it, but I'm not going to analyze it because I'm doing it. That's part two. Okay. We're also going to be going over that video, the infamous video, where Kenny is following her around and berating her. And during that time, we're going to go into Kenny a little more. We're going to discuss his background and, you know, our theories on what he does know, did, or does not. So, now I'm going to play Kenneth's phone conversation.
Hi, Kenny. It's Kelly. How are you?
How about you?
I'm doing good. I just want to talk to you for a minute. We're just kind of hitting a brick wall. Have you heard anything else? Any rumors or anything about Jessica?
The only thing I'm hearing is the same stuff that you hear.
About the river?
I've heard, I guess, Blair mentioned something about she OD'ing and throwing her over the river.
Mm-hmm.
But then I've heard that it's possible she might be in a sex trafficking ordeal, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But right now, I don't know what to believe. It's got me thrown in a loop. All I'm thinking I want to do is just find her. You know, I pray for the best, but to be honest, I don't know what to believe.
Yeah. Has anybody mentioned what part of the river by chance?
I mean, I heard what's it called? Pirate's Cove or something like that? Or Pirate's Cove?
That's in Lee County. Yeah, Pirate's Cove. That's out there off Lover's Lane, right? Is that what they're talking about?
I'm not sure where it's at, actually. I've been trying to find it my damn self.
Yeah, Pirate's Cove's out there off Lover's Lane in Lee County, back in that nice Lover's neighborhood. Lane. It's like a park or something back there called Pirate's Cove.
All right. Is Pointer's Corner not Pirate's Cove?
Pointer's Corner. Okay.
Yeah, if I'm going to ask, I just live where? That's supposedly where Blair says something about COD'ing and throwing her over the river, or throwing her in the river.
At Pointer's Corner. Okay.
Is there or over there where Radium is, over there where AJ and Brian is? What gets me is, what Brian been posting. Brian's really been posting some sneaky shit. How did he all of a sudden get $7,000 and he stays in the Kemp by a river?
Nah, he didn't. We're about 98% positive that that's just a picture he screenshotted off the internet, you know, because when I seen him and I talked to him for an hour, just me and him, you know, he had a little bit of money, but he didn't have much, you know, just enough to maybe survive off of, but he didn't have no hundreds and hundreds and stacks on top of stacks. You know, it was nothing like that.
Rental car just the other day, went to Atlanta and everything.
Yeah, he called me and told me he was going out of town to kind of, you know, get himself away from the situation. But, yeah, we've talked to him extensively. Hours and hours and hours we've talked to him. And we're just trying to kind of figure out, you know, if God forbid, if she was thrown in the river, because, you know, on our end, nobody has said exactly where or what river, if they're even talking about in Albany, you know, that's kind of the part that we're not getting. And, you know, we looked best we could over there by AJ's, but the water was so high that we couldn't even get to the back of Allen Avenue. So we're just kind of trying to narrow down an area.
Where Patrick Redbone stayed, back in where his tent area used to be.
See, we can't figure out where this tent city is. Do you know exactly where it is? Do you go behind White's and just keep walking?
Bertha Karma used to date Patrick, and Bertha used to have this green stick shift 5-speed Honda.
Mm-hmm.
I used to rent her Honda out, and every time I would meet her, she'd be at Patrick's spot. I know exactly where it's at. If I had some boots where I knew my shoes, my feet, really, I don't even care about the shoes and anything like that. If I had a way to get there right now, a ride, I'd go back in the woods. I know exactly where it's at.
So if you're standing directly behind White's, do you just walk straight back?
No. There's you gotta take like, there's, okay, when you turn, like, that first road to the right, and it goes all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
When you go all the way around, look to the right of the thick woods, you'll see, like, a fence.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. There's a dirt track.
Yeah, that's the trail. I used to, like, you could take a small car, but don't take no big truck.
Okay.
You can take a small car, and I advise you rather not take a car. I'd rather walk.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you got so many ruts and stumps and shit back there, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
But, and plus, I don't know how the water looks back there either. It might be up, it might be, you know, down. I don't know.
Yeah.
But all I know is you follow that trail, and you basically stay on the main one. Don't go to the right, don't go to the left. But
okay.
If you follow that all the way down, you'll end up coming up on it. Like, you'll literally walk up on it.
Okay.
And it's just like, it's, like you said, it was Tent City. Like, that's exactly what it was. Like,
okay.
Big ass freaking tent thing. Like, it's huge. And, like, I keep on stressing the fact about everybody telling me, oh, they already. Like, I've been told, what's his name? Johnny?
Johnny Lemming?
Yeah, him. I talked to him. He told me he's already been back there. I was like, and he's like, but Patrick ain't back there no more. I'm like, what?
Yeah, no,
and
Patrick.
The other night, Patrick was online. I blew his shit up trying to get him to talk to me.
Yeah.
He would not answer. He ignored it.
Yeah, we've talked to Patrick, too. We kind of ambushed him, and he didn't even know what day it was. So, yeah, he's not staying down there. I don't know if he's moved back down there since the water's receded, you know, but I know he wasn't back there since the rain and all had started. But, you know, it wouldn't. We just couldn't figure out how to get there, exactly where it was. But, yeah, I know exactly the trail you're talking about. That's the ATV trail that Kenny would take. I mean, AJ would take.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know exactly where you're talking about. So just you said take that trail and keep straight back, and we'll run into it.
Yeah, just follow that trail because it'll do some curves and everything. But if you stay on that main trail, you'll lead up, you'll go right into it.
Okay. Let me ask you this: have you heard anything about her over being, you know, her ODing and being put in a freezer?
What?
You've not heard
that?
Okay. All right.
That.
It was just a friend of mine that I know said that it was told to her that her body was seen in a deep freezer.
If her body was seen in deep freezer, why ain't nobody said nothing about that?
Yeah.
You know, why ain't nobody reported it?
Yeah.
Also been told her body was found. Just the other day, somebody said her body was found, and it was found in the river, and I was like, I don't hear nobody saying it. I don't hear the news mentioning it. I don't, you know, why ain't this been... you know, broadcasting.
Yeah. No, she...
Trust me, I've been doing my best, you know, I've been keeping in contact with Jeff and Haley. I've been trying to, you know, I ain't trying to really too much keep in contact with Christina because she really hates me, like, because me and Jessica, we had our ups and downs and everything between our relationship. But one thing for sure, I love that woman, like, to the death of me. I've always have and I always will want the best for her. And when I got out of jail and I heard, you know, a couple weeks later that she went missing, that's freaking tormenting me. Like, I ain't stopped nonstop trying to figure out what happened.
Yeah. Hey, what do you know about her being over at 622 pick?
I have no idea about that one.
Yeah. Do you know who lives over there?
Well, who said that?
It's just being said that, you know, 622 pick has been brought up. And the name Rego Miller. Do you know a Rego Miller?
Yeah, that's one of that's like I've been knowing him for several years now.
Yeah, because see, it was said that, you know, she had been over there and overdosed, and somebody freaked out, put her in the freezer, and then got scared again and buried her. We just, you know, we're trying to figure out where all this is coming from, and if there's any even a speck of truth to it. And I didn't, you know, I just wanted to check with you to see what you had heard. You know,
I highly doubt that's true because of the simple fact is, like, Rego was the one that, like, he don't even know Jessica like that, but the day me and Jessica met at Ozone, Rego is, like, the one that took us, you know, to our house that we were going to.
Yeah.
And I don't even believe that Rego and her even chilled at all.
Okay. Yeah, I see. I don't know any of these people, so all these names are new to me, you know.
But there's a guy, supposedly Jeff and him already talked to him, but his name is Robert. And he texts my messenger, and I have it in the messages, I can screenshot it, send it to you, whatever you need me to do. But he flat out told me, he said that around the last time he heard from Jessica was whenever she had called him to see if she could pick him up. He went to go pick her up. They went to Tipton together. When they came back to Tipton, they went back to his place. He asked her, is there some place you want to go, or you just going to crash here tonight, or what is it? She ended up later on saying that she wanted to go to Luke Walker's house.
Mm-hmm.
So he took her to Luke Walker's house. As far as what he's told me, he said the last person he known her to be with was Luke Walker, but supposedly Luke Walker says that he dropped off at AJ Cannon's. And what gets me is how did Luke, or how could two people drop one person off at the same time?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've heard Luke now, and I've heard Steven.
Etherton?
Yeah, Etherton.
So you don't really know him that well either?
Yeah, I don't even know who this Steven guy is, but I do know supposedly he was there whenever, I guess, Keisha died, around when she died.
That's her baby daddy.
Yeah. I'm just going with what the streets have done told me, and I know a lot of times in the streets you can't believe what you hear half the time because people tell you anything, really.
Yeah, I get you. But, yeah, we're just, like I said, we're just trying to come up with what we can, you know. If it's just rumors, you know, we can rule it out and move on from there. But the 622 Pick Street or Pick Avenue is what keeps coming up and coming up and coming up. And Rego Miller, and that she was in a deep freezer there, and that whoever was there, you know, freaked out because her body was seen by a female and moved.
I'm sorry, your messenger. Can you say that again?
I said the 622 Pick Street is what the address that keeps coming up, you know, numerous times by many, many people saying that, you know, she was over there, she overdosed. A female has said that she saw Jessica in that deep freezer and that her body had been moved. And possibly buried and then dug up and then thrown in the river. They just didn't say what part of the river or what river. So we're, you know, just, it's a mess, Kenny. It's a mess. We're just, you know.
This is the first time I've heard that.
Yeah. But if you say that.
Several people has told you.
Yeah.
This, I would have been, somebody would have told me.
Yeah, this is what's been being said directly.
Because I've been told, I've also gotten told there's some kind of like an abandoned house that she's been known to be, she said that she used to go to whenever she had nowhere else to go. So she's been doing that for about 6 months. And I got told this by Ashley Sellers. But supposedly this place is somewhere over there by Ivy's Junkyard, somewhere along in there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these that I've been getting to point me over that way in Ivy's area, in that little junkyard area.
Is that in East Albany? I'm not familiar with Ivy's junkyard. I know where Jack Ivy Signs is.
What Ivy's
there?
I was like, where at? County? It's more of Worth County.
More Worth County. Okay.
Yeah, it's, I'm trying to think of the name. The road it's on. Huh? Yeah, see, back to Porter's Corner. Supposedly,
I'm on Porter's Corner. Okay. All right, Kenny. If you hear anything, please message it to me. Or just call me on Messenger if you don't have my number. Just call me and let me know if you hear anything, and we'll get it checked out. And, anything, you know, even if it sounds crazy and off the wall, you know, just tell it so it can be checked out and at least ruled out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's kind of what we're doing now.
I don't know. I don't know. The only thing I do know is I just hope and pray she's okay.
Yeah, we. I mean, everybody does.
My daughter deserves her, man. My daughter. That's what I'm mainly thinking about. Like, what kind of ruthless, heartless, cold, like, what kind of bitch could do this? Like, what kind of person that could be so evil to just take a mother out? Like, I don't know. I don't want to say take her out because I don't want to think she's like that. I think she might be. I'm really hoping, like, if anything, she's in the sex trafficking shit and we can save her and get her out of that shit and, you know, heal her.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really want to think, because from what I was told by Lisa, the one who was with Blair, was that Blair told her that Jessica had OD'd and was thrown in the river. And that's, I don't know, Blair, I don't know him from, like, the next day that comes to my way. All the thing I just know of him is of him. And everything I hear about him is not good.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, has Lee County called you to come in to talk with them? Yeah, just
no,
to rule you out?
I have not gotten a phone call from them.
Okay. Hey, can you do me a favor? Because, you know, can you just call and just talk to investigator all day and just kind of go over what we've gone through? So that way, we, you know, they can just get you out of the way and stop wasting time. Yeah, because right now they're pulling people in, talking to them, and just, you know, ruling them out just to make sure.
Yeah, that ain't no problem. I ain't got no problem.
Okay, you got a pen and a piece of paper?
I can get one. Hold on.
Okay, his name is Investigator Alday, Alday, and his number is 894-09-2-1. Yeah. And see what you can find out about 622 Pick, because that address has come up numerous times over the past few days, you know, where she was seen there in that freezer, Kenny. She was dead and inside of that freezer.
I wish I knew who told you that, because I don't believe that. Rico,
yeah.
Of all people? No.
Yeah. And it was on or around the 18th. It was before anything had ever been mentioned about her being missing, that this was seen. So at this point,
do you know about a video of Lori Ross mentioning something about Jessica coming into her house at February
20th? I hadn't heard about that or seen it. And we've asked anybody who has any type of video or picture or anything to send it in so we can look at it. And what's her name?
Lori Ross.
Okay.
Lori Ross.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll take a look at it here in just a second. But go ahead, like I said, call Investigator Alday. You know, let him go ahead and talk to you and get you out of the way. So, you know, no efforts or times wasted looking where we don't need to be looking at.
That ain't a problem.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Right.
Thank you.
He's wanting to know who the fuck told me about her being in that freezer's with you.
Okay, guys, that'll do it for this episode. So you just heard Kenneth Dietzel on the phone with Kelly, and I'm sure you guys found some interesting things in that conversation. We're going to be talking about that in part two. Like I said, it will be available Thursday, which is tomorrow. And there's a few things I want to end with. You know, make sure that you follow us on every social media platform. YouTube and Facebook, same name, Missing Person Cases Network. On Facebook, we have many groups. We also have a true crime page, MPCM True Crime, but we don't really post on that anymore because we do it all on Missing Persons. We have a page called Destination Unknown, and that page is dedicated directly to addicts and mentally ill. That's what we try to keep it to. Like I said, I have like, I think I have about 15 different cases under Destination Unknown, but I'm always adding things about addiction and mental health. It's a great page to follow. Tons of groups we have missing. A group on missing addicts, a group on missing veterans, a group on just a general group, which is also called Missing Person Cases Network. Like I said, we're on Twitter, the_MPC Network, MPCNETWORK. Instagram at missing_persons_cases, network, not cases. And, just keep sharing, let people know about this case. The more pressure that's applied, the better chance of having it solved there is. Now, there's been cases where I've worked on that, got a great response. One of those is Matt Henry from Tennessee. I exposed some things that were in plain sight, but if you don't know about missing persons cases, you wouldn't realize that what type of issue it was. Had to do with NamUs and what was written on there. So if you guys don't know, NamUs, in order to go on NamUs, it has to be approved by the investigating agency. That means everything has to be corrected by them, or if they don't agree with something, they change it. And this had the, it was in black and white. And then all of a sudden the FBI was on the case. And I'm not saying I had anything to do with that, but about, I'd say I probably got 50 messages from people of Dunlap, Tennessee. And quite a few of them did say that, because they were probably feeling heat, because in my personal opinion, there seems like there may be some type of cop involvement. If you've listened to me for a while, you know I am pro-law enforcement. You also would know that I have a felony. At the age of 34, I got arrested. And I still like cops. So the whole culture of if you got in trouble, you have to automatically hit cops. Why should I hit that cop? He wasn't selling those drugs. I was. He was just doing his job. And that's what led me into doing this. It's just much more fulfilling work. And, I went to school for finance and accounting, and I want nothing to do with it. This is my passion. And the reason it's my passion is because I am also an addict. I've also had mental health issues. Everybody suffers from anxiety and depression. It's just being a human. And that's why I really like to focus on these missing addicts, because they're people too, and their lives also matter. So I hope you guys enjoyed, and you'll be hearing from me soon. I'm D, and I'm out.